County was a goddamn masterpiece. I don't know if you probably heard it, but, well, it was damn good. And, do you think maybe we could get something set once in a while on these, or, well, make sure I'm not?
No, I think we would.
If you understand why the significance of the overtones and so, and the fact that we didn't have a treaty, but we were bound by other things, which reflected on the Russians, the Indians, and so forth. Do any of our people understand what goes into those, the work and so forth? Does anybody understand? I mean, sometimes they're, that was a goddamn good thing. And our guys should get really enthusiastic and try to sell one of those now and then. Do they try? They do, but no one gives a shit.
No,
I mean, our people do, but precious enough.
We got, on the Australian guys' remarks, we got a doctor. Press right on.
On
the Australian, man's remarks, you know, his praise of the president. His thing on the Gallup poll in Australia.
What I'm referring to is, yeah, that's fine. What I'm referring to, though, is a general thing of the president's ability to go out time after time, to do something that is done simply, eloquently, briefly, you know what I mean? And we just take this credit for granted, Bob, and so, we just say, now, damn good, it's just somebody ought to get it around. Because of the visit of the Indians, employee.
All right.
I wrote him a tough letter. Did you read that letter?
That's probably what it's called, but he probably got it. Is it gone?
I don't know.
No, I didn't read it.
Well, I don't, I mean, if, I know we have some other problems with this body.
No, that, we really
have never gotten, we really have never gotten any credit. For that kind of thing, you know, we really run on that, but, and I understand why, but I think it's a damn important thing to average people to be able to,
or is it?
Yes.
It is?
I got it wrong.
It is.
I talked to David about it. He's, you know, he's right. He's a hard news man. He doesn't see this other thing. But, on the other hand, somebody else should more, I know it's it. Or we can help me out of that. Prices. That's what I guess.
That's it.
And it, where it's worth it is to try and, difficult though it is, to, but we're getting there by build up some knowledge.
Yeah,
that's right. It's what it is.
The elements of the
trees, the living of, there's the knowledge. The knowledge, consciousness coming in. I mean, there's a lot of the kind of characteristics that you want to get across that are epitomized in something like that. If we were to say, oh, just doing toast and arrival sentence without notes. Now, goddamn, there's nobody else in the world that can do it. There really isn't today. And then, or that does do it.
Simply already.
Unless they talk too long. I mean, I do it relatively briefly.
Yeah.
Which is important, too. I want to talk to is Mitchell going to go to Florida or not? I'm just wondering whether I should have my meeting with him. He's at a 3 o'clock meeting today.
That's just the way you're meeting. There's no need to have it.
That's what I was thinking. If he's like, because Laura, I'd rather sit and do this when I'm really relaxing and thinking about it.
Well, there's some other advantages that we're meeting. I'm meeting with him this afternoon to go over a whole raft of details that we need to get ironed out.
He said he definitely would, and I think he liked it. Though not to rush down Saturday night, you don't care about us being in person on Sunday morning. If he just comes down at his convenience Sunday, then you could meet him on Monday, probably. Would that be
we'll meet on Monday, and he can have Sunday to swim.
Because if you're going over the island, you don't want to have three Sundays after.
And then we'll meet Monday.
Thank you.
problems have.
Because I think he needs a little time to improve his morale, or he's, you know, his morale, but he's still got that obsession with himself, I mean, that's it, just self, and that guy should have been hysterical, that little, that really was so loud.
Thank you.
Generally, it's, you know, supposed to be.
Oh, what else is new? Operational, or payable, or priceable, or something?
Nope. Nothing that's on.
Taking care of.
If you got that, I think it's kind of a long ass thing.
Taking care of your plan. I'm pretty much impressed the old bitch, and that's such a nice ceremony, usually we love. I think we're gonna do the Mexican president, though, why I think about it, that's the way it comes usually. The hell of a big thing. Brown to come would be a hell of a thing, area, Florida State, and crashing. I think those that are in there, New York, San Aurora, in there, and stuff like that, I mean, this can be a hell of a thing.
How far out of Miami is Mrs. Merriweather Post's choice? Is it way out, or is it, you know?
It's in Palm Beach.
Is it?
Yeah. It's too far. It's better to have a hotel, though, than anything, you've got to cater to it.
You been there? No, I looked at all the stuff on it because that was, you were looking
to
get it to the government.
The house that I lived in was
probably. It would, yeah. I think it's pretty well kept up, but it may not be, I'm not sure.
No, we could take there. I think in this instance, you could take one of those Miami Beach hotels.
Such crappy places, you'll find one that's peaceful.
Well, I don't want to keep seeing them. I'm going to keep seeing you over on Blue Avenue. They have a new room there.
Oh, that's the president's room, presidential room. It's pretty stark.
Yeah. I want one that has elegance.
Well, you've got that, and it's over out in some cases, but some of those, the Dodo and a couple of the others, Fonslow has a pretty good room.
Put it in there where you've got this, you know, the terrace is
fine. Yeah.
Everything where it's all that.
Well, go typical to Miami Beach.
Go to Miami Beach and check that close to the place with goddamn views over there and everything.
And basically Florida guest list with a few key people from other parts of the South. Sure should.
At least it is going to be a negative break.
They can't be negative, and we ought to get a pretty good bounce on it because of the theme, because of the amount of focus there is on the amount of interest. But you never know. Is that the natural one?
Yeah, it's a vital thing. We'll get a break. It's bound to. The whole six that you mean, sort of like breaking through the dowels. Now this one. Go to the bottom and say.
Booths yesterday had a good ride.
Should.
No reason to check for readjustment.
Cracker said that.
But then it started out and showed the balance. Largest rise since the day after the
president's
speech.
Trips. Unbelievable. they steal from them.
If you could just say, it's goodwill, that's fine. But nobody wants to take goodwill when it comes to negotiating substance, you know. I just, 53, my trip was just advertised goodwill, so.
Maybe a pretty smart thing to do.
I wonder about any expectation of substance. Goodwill trip to have talks, or what's wrong with goodwill?
I mean, that's.
Well, and basically you ought to make a note of this to have talks, and there we talk naturally on substance, it's goodwill to call it dialogue trip or something, but this idea that every time we go, we've got to come in with some new program of interest, we can write that. That's what Bill was making on the Latin American thing, that we've got to be, all it can be is a consultation and.
Oh, Bill Ryder's, yeah.
Yeah.
I think on your, that summit deal, because if we can't come, we can't still let it come out like a.
Yeah.
A lot. Well, or like a Kennedy or Johnson thing where they made a big fuss out of a great new policy for the anarchist type stuff.
You'll say that the purpose of this, but I want to have a
consultation with our minds.
Trips and so forth. I understand in each case, when I was consulting, if we got something to agree on, we will. I think maybe even just say it's a good road trip. But I really think you should, you know. Why do you want to be going down there to negotiate a new Latin policy? Well, that's what the theme of it was. We wanted to come back and say, no, we've got a new policy in Latin America. That's right.
Yeah, that was the only one.
I know, but you know, she she didn't mention it, but I mentioned that to you. What I'm getting at is she has a good point though.
Sure.
Because she then raised this subject, and she, I think this is her hang-up. She says, you know, I always tell these White House staffers when they want to go, she says, I haven't been any dinners lately. She hasn't, you know, which is fine. She should come. No reason for it. You know, now that Fred Russell's gone, she hasn't been, and I don't see no reason for it. Because she's been to the dinner.
I think she does perfectly well anytime she wants to go.
The dinners are,
I know,
so the dinners are a perfect pain in the ass. I think after you've been to a couple, and also the White House staffer is true.
Well,
I think in the election year, we shouldn't worry about the staff.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't worry about any more about undersecretaries and assistant secretaries. We shouldn't worry about Schlesinger at the AEC. We shouldn't worry about, we're loading the military in now. Forget it. I'd like to do that from a nice, to be nice to people, Leo. You know, we've been nice to, for 3 years, trying to be nice to people. And I think we've done it now. I don't mind them coming after me, but no more. People should be there only if the or staff people, only if they have to be there because of the foreigners. Only because of the foreigners. But I bet that like every goddamn guest is somebody, you know, who's going to mean something to them to come to the dinner. I think it's a good point. Don't you agree? It's just getting cold weather. Rose is actually sensitive on this issue because she gets the letters from people after they've been to the dinner.
Oh, there isn't any question about that.
It is. It means that, and the people, the staff, don't give a shit. I mean, if they like it, but it's not all that much of a thrill for them.
Well, that's even more so with the cabinet officers do.
Well, cabinet officers
are a ton.
Yeah.
And I really have, we always have so many. I don't know why we can't cut down on just the
particular number
of cabinet representation. Like tonight, we've got a...
Cabinet representation is totally ridiculous. And I would have two or three.
The Secretary of State, the Chief Court, I mean, the Justice.
Yeah.
Secretary of HEW, Arthur Burns.
Oh, shit.
Two senators, which is fine.
But more,
half a dozen congressmen, which is okay. And you're working on those. But then, you know, you get down to... Oh, that's it. We didn't. It was the other night we had the undersecretary.
Oh, we had that.
We're low on cabinet tonight.
Well, let me say that's excellent.
Well,
now I'm on the cabinet. I'm on the secretary of state and one other cabinet officer. That's
okay. Yeah, that's what you've got tonight.
That's all.
And then the justice of the court is probably a good idea.
Yeah, always on to the answer. Who is it tonight?
Sure.
That's good. That's good. You can have a sugar bite in the back, too. See my plan.
There is a great American Jerry Simpson.
Oh, shit. Now, who the hell added him now? He should not be. I've appointed him to something. He's got a job. We had, for example, the general is on the Armed Security. See, now,
that's loaded. Now, tonight, we're light on cap. We're overloaded. You got the Commandant of the Coast Guard, the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force, the Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel of the Army.
Well, this is General Quantico. You see, the only one that Rose really listens to and put names on is Hughes. And then Hughes wants, well, naturally, Hughes wants to get all these people in.
Well, we should just turn them all off now.
I'm not even having any more military people. I'm not going to do it. Particularly, you know, it's bad for the Indians. The Indians don't are not very military.
We got a lot of people who can do some good, too. You got Lou Harris.
Yeah. Oh, I think they do well. My point is, I'd love to do all that, but Bob, being very candid in the first 3 years, anytime. But, and looking to the next 4 years, whatever the case may be, then let's just do the people we want. But right now, from now, I don't want to see anybody on that list unless he either has to be there, the big distinguished guest, or has to be there, or is there because it's not called political. You see, I really believe that. I don't see a reason to have all these damn military people. No more.
Well, they're no good. You know, you can argue that it's a good idea to have cabinet officers or justices or senior staff because they handle the other guests. They're, you know, there's celebrities too, and it's good to have. Most people watching dinner.
No, but I mean, as far as military.
And stuff like that, that hell, if I comment on the coast, nobody gives any.
You're so right.
Because we're about out of time, I'm not going to state that anymore, and so we, is the move now, we can shut up some money.
I think what we might do is to consider a provider.
Sometimes I have also, I have decided that.
I may do a couple of, I mean, one or two of those if it's somebody that's god damn good, you know what I mean? Where it's very important, a little country. One day in front of us.
That's such a good idea.
We don't need it from a foreign fellowship standpoint. Maybe the evenings of the White House is the better use of the time. What do you think? Feeding at the White House and at least have some nice dinner.
Well, you can get a hell of a lot more people
at the evening at the White House. Can I suggest ask this? Can we do it without shaking their hands?
I think so. Very definitely. But I don't know whether you can sell it over there.
Well, no, I've got the church service. Well, almost turned to that. But why not at the evening at the White House? Just invite them for an evening to the White House. I don't think when they come to the evening they expect to shake hands with the president. Do you? Or do you?
No.
No. I don't think they do, but I think there's two schools of thought, and others do think they do. Yeah, the whole social office and patent. I think it is their idea, but they really feed on it too. I mean, the Lucy and Winchester who feel very strongly you've got this.
Well, they're basically, they're the ones that push on the church. You know, they're
parochial as hell. And the thing is, if they know that
it's wonderful.
Isn't it nice? These people love it. Of course they love it. If they love it, but maybe I would be better off consolidating my navel. Right? And the people love just being there to begin with.
That's right.
So, and I think they do it at the White House, for example, standing there with that entertainer. I just think that we just don't do it. They'd like it if you gave each of them $50 gold piece, too, but you don't do it.
I don't think you have to.
Because that is a long process, you know, after that evening. That intercepting line is always
an hour. Church.
Huh? It's like church.
It's an hour and 15 minutes.
At least, you know what I mean? It's 300 and that kind of people take that long. Not quite. It's about an hour. About an hour.
Sanford Lincoln, about his second inauguration.
I'll show you how numbers get inflated. How anybody didn't know who the same president Lincoln and his inauguration went to the inaugural ball. And that he shook hands for 3 hours. And he shook hands with 6,000 people. There ain't no way you can shake hands with 6,000 people in 3 hours.
First of all, there's no way you get 6,000 people in the Eastern to begin with.
Well, this is the patent office, I think. There was some sort of a deal where they were at the patent office and they'd bring them in ships or something. But my point is, wherever it was, they had 6,000. There were 6,000. But he shook hands with 6,000 people.
No way.
You know you can't do 1,000 an hour. You
have to max. By running them, we have it down in campaigning stuff where you can get pretty close to 1,000 an hour. Boy, you have to have people pushing them, body blocking them.
Pushing, shoving them. Pushing, body blocking, no talk.
Set up a huge crowd, you crush them into
a cattle way. Shake.
And nobody in the line.
And nobody's not.
Just you and
that's right. And you can figure that church thing. I never get through that church for less than an hour.
Of course, there you stand in the chapel about those
things. I know, but you do it easy to the White House together.
And the Lincoln and Auburn, you must have too. You can't show that.
That's the thing. Sanford beat this, he really thought his giant threat of paper story was about to get a hell of a story. Also, you could talk to read his memorandum on color. He was terribly disappointed when he didn't have a crowd on the street. And he was disappointed when he returned. It's the story then. But then, or may I, not that it was injustice, no. There's told me beforehand that there are many good crowds in the street for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. No, he's going to will have them all.
Great.
And the board is probably a good idea.
Well, I got that right on the city of Chicago.
But I go around and I'll put him over at the hotel. I see lots of better at the hotel. There's people there.
Go there where people.
And Mitchell has a house, which Mitchell, because Mitchell likes that house.
Oh, yeah.
So I would put him